So then the invasion of Iwo Jima began on February 19th, 1945, and it continued to March 26th of 1945.
Yeah.
So when is your division called in on action on that?
We were called into action right away.
Okay.
3 weeks or so, we zigged around out there in the Pacific on ships. And like I say, we had a lot of ships. And they had protection out there for us. They had these ships called destroyers. They were supposed to protect us from submarine attack. Japanese would have loved to have killed 300 or 400 Marines if they could have by hitting our ship. So we finally got there, and they had this little place as big as this table. And it had a molding out of plaster Paris of Iwo Jima. And they said, this is the top of a volcano. Said the top of that volcano was, I think they said it was 152 feet high. They're up there and they could see the whole island. And they're going to try to kill us. They're going to throw shells in on the beach. Get off that beach as quick as you can. Because they've got it plotted in squares. If you've got 10 Marines in that square as big as this room, they can throw a shell right in there because they've practiced doing it. So don't stay on the beach because it'll kill you. Well, when we landed, they're shooting at us. All we want to do is dig a hole and get in it. So this hero that was in the book that I showed you, John Baisalone, he was not afraid of anything.
Sergeant John Baisalone.
He came from Guadalcanal, and he's got a street named after him at Camp Pendleton. He was a guy that came down there, wasn't afraid of anything. Said, get off of the beach. We didn't want to get off of the beach because we thought they had machine guns up here, which they did. Safer on the beach than it is attacking a machine gun nest. So he said, get off the beach. He got us off of the beach. Somebody was radioing out there, the big shots, generals. How's things going in there? Said, we're catching hell. We've been in here 2 or 3 hours and they've already killed 1,000 Marines. They said, well, we'll just send in more Marines. So they did. So the ones that Hero was trying to get off the beach, there was more Marines landing right behind them at their feet. The beach is just from here to the fence out there. We had to go up these terraces. Now, the terraces were ashes from this volcano. The ashes were 30 feet deep. We could hardly climb them. You couldn't run in it. One guy, an old farm boy, said, it's like trying to run in wheat. He said, your feet sink into your ankles. And you can't run. You can't even crawl. So they were shelling the heck out of us, and we couldn't get our trucks up there at all and our guns. Like I said, this gun weighed 912 pounds. It had 2 trailer tires on it. It's like a trailer. You pulled it behind a Jeep, just like a trailer. We couldn't pull that sucker up at 15 degree. And that sand is magnetic. It's got iron in it. You can pick it up with a magnet. You can't use mine searching equipment because it's iron and it is gathered on the mine searching equipment. And they had that thing filled with mine. And they're shelling you. Dangerous work.
Yeah. They tried to get you off the beach and you moved up into the island. And then what?
Well, we attacked all the machine gun nests that we could find. At every machine gun nest, we had 5 or 6 men killed. They were hidden. Japanese. They were all underground. We didn't see any. Here we are. There's a guy here and guy here and guy here and guy here crying and he's bleeding to death. And they're shelling us. We can't get off the beach. Machine gun us, cutting us down. And we haven't seen a Japanese yet. Look where we are. They're killing us in here. Well, we'll send some more men in. That's a mistake. Got too many men here now. One shell kills 10. I'll send you some more men. They're dumb.
Your commanders, you're calling them dumb because they kept saying...
I can't say this. People hear me.
No, but that's the way it seemed.
It was that way.
Yeah.
Back to the sand. That island didn't have any water. The Japanese didn't have any either. They were starving to death for water. Marines had 2 canteens full of water. not for days, but for 2 or 3 days we had water. They were looking for dead Marines at night that had water in his canteen. They could steal that water from that dead Marine. Well, they'd steal it from a live Marine, too. If you went to sleep in the foxhole, that's why we had to have two. So if somebody reached around feeling for your canteen, you'd know it wasn't your buddy. Guess who it was? But anyway, I was dead tired. Couldn't sleep in the daytime. Couldn't sleep at night either. I was just completely washed out. They'd killed everybody that I knew, and I was going to just bust up. Oh, I couldn't take it anymore. My nerves, my teeth chattered. And I was afraid I was going to lose the enamel and bust the enamel off my teeth. I knew what I was doing, and I could do my job. But my nerves wouldn't take it. I was about ready to crack up.